Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
This is Nick Scherfield here with HoustonTexans.com. We're here with Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Nick. Appreciate it.
Talk about the Bengals this year. I mean, they really look like a different team. What's been the difference with the team this year?
Well, I think, Marvin has really put his stamp on this team as far as he wanted them to run the ball, to be more of a ball control team, really wanted to protect Carson. They felt like the best way to protect Carson behind an inexperienced offensive line was really to establish the run. And the other big thing, Nick, that really puts this team head and shoulders above other teams that Marvin has had is the defense and the special teams. They drafted a really good punter, an All-American out of Cincinnati, a homegrown kid, Kevin Huber, who's been very good early in the field position game. And Mike Zimmer's guys have been really good. Zimmer's a super coach, and got a lot of draft picks up there. You have a couple bad years, and suddenly you get some first round picks surfacing on defense. Their
right.
corners are pretty good and are really good, and so I think the combination of really having really a top 10, top 12 defense with a top-notch punter and a real good running game and a difference maker at quarterback, and you're going to get a 4-1 start.
We talked to Marvin Lewis this week via conference call here in Houston, and he said about the defense that they kind of have a lot of guys that other teams didn't want and that they seem to thrive off of that. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's true. He's also got about three or four number one picks, too, and Jonathan Joseph and Leon Hall at his corners, Keith Rivers at linebacker, and got another guy who could have been a first-round pick, but was a second-round pick, and Ray Malaluga at the other outside backer,
right.
who's really been having a terrific rookie year, everything as advertised. But, yeah, Marvin's right. He's got some guys people didn't want, Chris Crocker and Roy Williams. You guys know Roy Williams down there.
Yes.
Their two safeties had been given up on. They really are the heart of this defense. They make the thing go. Crocker's been terrific also as a nickel corner. Mm-hmm. Tank Johnson, who they haven't gotten much yet out of yet. He's struggling with plantar fasciitis. They hope to get him back and ready this Sunday. But he's another guy that was on the cordwood pile, and he has done. They feel like in the end he's really going to give them some pressure from the inside. But, they've really mixed and matched over there with some high picks and some guys who are on the scrap heap.
You were talking about the running game a minute ago. Cedric Benson, obviously people are familiar with him from playing at the University of Texas here. What jumps out to you about him that's different this year that's allowed him to be so successful? I mean, he had a pretty good year last year, but it seems like this year is another level.
I think they tailor the running game a little bit to him. I think they've got they do more plays that suit him, which is he's a rugged guy, and he runs real physical. I mean, Cedric is a guy runs with a lot of passion, runs with a lot of heart. I kind of name him Lights for short Friday Night Lights because. He's the stud. He's the guy, the Texas schoolboy star who stayed home and became a number four pick. And he's been everything. He's been that guy. Outstanding. He's on pace to have the second most carries in Bengals history. He's leading the league in rushing. He's a he's a pretty explosive guy. I mean, he's not a burner, but he's very physical. Likes the physical part of the game, and he can run away. At times, as he did against the Ravens, asked the Ravens, he spun out of a tackle and took it 28 yards for a score. So, Carson said it not too long ago. He said we feed off of Cedric's physicality, and I think right now they're riding him. I think that will only make Carson better, keep people off him, maybe open up a play action, and I think they feel like they're going to go as far as it's always been Carson's team, the offense, but I think right now. It's Cedric and Carson's deal. I think it's an equal partnership.
Well, when the Texans beat the Bengals last year here at Reliance Stadium, Carson Palmer was not playing in that game. Has he had to change his game at all after all the injuries, or how do you think he's been playing as a quarterback?
I actually think he's maybe playing a little bit smarter, maybe a little bit better. He's actually moving around in the pocket a lot more against Baltimore. He really got out of pocket. His 73-yard pass to Henry. Chris Henry almost looked like Ben Roethlisberger. He's juked, he bobbed, he weaved, and he gunned it down the sideline. I think he's looking more for that. I think there's a number of reasons for that. I think they wanted to do it, to think about doing it. And I also think, too, he's healthy. I mean, he had the ankle for about a month in training camp. That's better. He's had the knee has been a thing that he had. You know, that's been almost 4 years now. And I think it's a combination of that and also just being a smarter, being more aware. And good things can happen when you do kind of get out of the pocket. So, and he's healthy. I think the ankle's probably back to where, back to probably getting close to normal. So, I think there's a couple different reasons why Carson's getting out of pocket.
Well, I want to get your prediction on the score in a second, but last question before I do. I can't talk about the Bengals without talking about Chad Ochocinco. Very involved with Twitter, obviously, and all sorts of media. Heard he even has an iPhone app that he's coming out with this weekend. Is that a distraction for the team at all?
I don't think so. I think that's another way this team is different. I think it's a more mature team. I think they kind of, before, they'd all get wrapped up in the Ocho. It was kind of as Bobby Williams said, we're now more emotionally mature. Now they're not following the Ocho soap opera. They know, they understand what Chad is. He's a guy that likes attention. He's a fun guy. He doesn't mean anybody any harm. He doesn't want to ruin the team. And I think they just kind of let him go. I think that was an issue a couple years ago with some of the things he did were a little bit more outrageous than this. And I think maybe some of the other guys weren't as mature. Yeah. I always thought the great thing about those Red Sox teams in 04 and 07 were they let Manny be Manny. Well, now I think these guys are mature enough to let Chad be Chad. He goes off, does his thing. These guys go off and do their thing. And, by the way, he might catch 95 yards or catch 2 touchdowns. So, they'll take that and move on. And maybe they might buy the app.
All right, well, lastly about the game. The Bengals have been in a lot of tight ones pretty much all season. How do you think this game's going to play out? And what do you think the score will be this weekend?
I think it's going to be I think the guy who raises his head, I think it's going to be the snapper, the long snapper in the end. Harris is the key guy. I think he's going to snap a 38-yard winner for Graham with no time left. And I think it's a 30-27. It's a fun day. It's Schaub and Carson dueling, and Andre and the Ocho going at it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and the Texans are going to put on a show. And I think Harris gets his revenge with the 38-yard field goal snap.
All right, you heard it right here from Jeff Hobson predicting another close finish and a Bengals victory. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Nick. Have a good one.